AIDS is a graying epidemic.
I tested positive in about 1989 here at the Whitman Walker Clinic.
Ron Swanda is retired now. He was a young man back in the day when the local gay community was in constant mourning.
Boy, that was really a bad, dark period of time when half of your friends and your neighbors, people you saw every day at church or at work, were dying.
There was no real treatment for HIV/AIDS then, and no hope.
It was a death sentence.
Steve Bayless of Silver Spring is with the National Association of People with AIDS. He tested positive in 1988.
I have an old phone book where you had kept addresses by pen and paper, and there's probably someone gone, a friend I've lost, under every letter in the alphabet.
Bayless and Swanda were among the few, the lucky. The virus did not morph into AIDS in their bodies before effective drugs were developed. They are aging with HIV. Experts from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predict that by 2020, half the HIV patients in the country will be over 50. And already,
half of people who are HIV positive in the District of Columbia are over 45 years of age.
Dr. Gregory Pappas, who heads D.C.'s War on AIDS, says there is a definite generation gap in the region.
Younger people don't feel like HIV is their problem. They're coming up in a time when they feel that, oh, that's those old people, that's not us. And that's a danger.
Another danger. Seniors who think they are too old to get HIV/AIDS and do. Ron Swanda, who started out helping out at Whitman Walker, has a new cause. He is a volunteer advocate for senior citizens and is taking the message of safe sex to heterosexuals over 65.
I can now teach the heterosexual community what the gay community learned and keep them from experiencing the same sad times we did.
Swanda says he came away from the AIDS conference with hope and gratitude, and he leaves no doubt. More than two decades after he learned he is HIV positive, he still believes every day is a gift.
I have no idea why I'm still here. I'm glad I am.
Paula Wolfson, WTOP News.